Push the fucking button. This is going to be episode 116, by the way.
Push the button, Jessica.
All right, start your show.
You start the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Matthew Broadcast. Well, bunch of bitches sitting around getting drunk. Yee-hee!
There you go.
No, that was perfect. Perfect. Perfect intro.
Isn't that? I don't really listen to the show anymore.
We know.
So
we know
that's,
that.
That's basically, I only tune in when you kill somebody.
All right. And then you yell.
And then I yell. Right.
But you don't, Ben from the network rarely yells, but.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, so this is Mouthy Broadcast. We're joined by Ben tonight.
Yay.
Very special episode.
And I'm Lauren, and of course there's.
I'm Jenny.
Yeah.
Ben.
And I'm Ben.
And we're all in the same room.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. It hasn't happened.
How did that shit happen?
The last time it happened was Intervention.
And why is this happening?
Because of Tidewater Comic Con. Tidewater Comic Con. Tidewater Comic Con.
I met Flash Gordon today.
Do you feel special now?
I do.
I wanted to meet Ghostbuster, and I wanted to meet the guy that works at the Quickie Mart, but
he's not even supposed to be here today.
Actually, he is.
He was supposed to be. And he wasn't when I went there.
Yeah.
So, I guess he finally learned to not be there. But, yeah. Anyway.
He has a nice little small sheet that says, I assure you, we're open.
Oh, that was cute. But he wasn't there when you went by.
No, he was.
Brian O'Halloran's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I still don't remember the other girl's name. What was the girlfriend's name in the movie?
That brought in lasagna.
Veronica.
No, isn't that the new one?
No, that was Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Caitlin was
but
the
Veronica,
old
I love you!
Yeah.
Remember that?
Okay, yeah.
Trying
gotcha.
Not to suck any dicks.
Try not to suck any dicks on your way to the parking lot.
How many times do you think she got asked today, how many dicks have you actually sucked?
She's probably been asked that way too many times in her life. I didn't even know she was there.
Oh, I saw it on the advertisement.
You know,
when he was announced, then she was.
I guess I shouldn't say I didn't get to pay much attention. Well, I can say it, because I don't live in the Hampton Roads area. So I missed a lot of the advertisements,
yeah.
And I've been very busy lately. I've been off Facebook.
That was the thing that was awesome, was watching The Flash on CW on Tuesday night at 8, and seeing a Tidewater Comic-Con commercial.
That's awesome.
Like,
yes.
That's the thing we're going to do. And it was.
Yeah, because it's like, it's interesting when you actually just see it by accident. Like, if we had known, hey, this is coming on, make sure you watch the commercials, I would have been like...
It wouldn't have been a big deal at all. But when you accidentally see it and you're like, I'm part of that.
I was like so amped, like, oh my god, we're going to be at this thing. Cool.
Well, and especially because...
Nerd.
The network has been a part of Tidewater Comic Con from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
From its inception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From its first little hotel, ballroom.
Yeah. God. And you guys worked with Mike Federale in the marketing of it back then when it first started. Is it the third year?
It's kind of complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Sorry.
It started in April 2014, but they've done like 5 shows, I think.
18.
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. Yeah, 18,000, I think, is how many he's done.
Because he was doing like multiple shows per year.
Right.
And it was very confusing because I would just show up at places with a box of t-shirts and just be like, what? Sell a book.
And the show has grown so much.
It was huge today.
Oh
it's one of the biggest cons that I've ever attended.
There were lines wrapped around
the
convention center.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a slowdown. Like when I went out there to meet some people, the line was moving. But it was still around the building, so it's like, okay, it's not like it's stopped and there's like a little old lady from Peoria sitting there going, well, I don't know how to use the phone when you get my receipt on here.
Right.
No, they were zipping them through, you know, getting them registered, and it was still a long line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless you're my daughter, who apparently can just cut the line and be like, yes, I'm here to get my ticket.
Is that what she did?
Yeah, she just walked right past all 200 people.
So she is one of those people that, like, you yelled at today, basically, for
no,
cutting lines.
No. I was yelling at people in the Ernie Hudson line, or Ernie Hicks, or whatever his name is, the Ghostbuster
Ernie
guy.
Hudson.
Okay, yeah.
Dante Winston. Hicks.
Dante Hudson. So, Dante Hudson, the Ghostbuster, the one that wasn't I don't want to be like racist, the one that wasn't Bill Murray or like Bill Murray. So the line for him was like insane long, and nobody at the con seemed to know that apparently.
Are you talking about Rick Moranis?
I'm yes. not sure. Yes. The Zool. Short one. Rick is not here. There's only Zool. And that line's name was Zool. So this line is the biggest line for a celebrity at the con.
So Zool is behind Dante Hudson.
Yes.
And it's...
and it's still just out the door.
The size of the Hudson River.
So I was getting upset because the line was so long and people had been there for so long that they lost tracking on where the line was. And so people would just be standing there looking around, and while they're looking around not paying attention, or if they were being jerkwads and, oh, let me take some pictures of the dance competition and not pay attention to the line in front of me, then Johnny Gimp Boy wheels his wheelchair up and splits the line off.
Why are you being disrespectful to people in wheelchairs?
Because I don't
Ben, there
like
is
them.
One thing. This is a line. We do not make fun of the disabled on this
I'm
podcast.
Not making fun of them.
You
I'm
know what?
They make
we can be slightly racist. We can be slightly homophobic.
yeah.
We can be transphobic as much as we want on this show. We do not make fun of the disabled.
And we don't, like, take advantage of disabilities.
This is exactly why we don't. Because you know what? A lot of people don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've recently injured my foot.
Yes.
And I've had my right leg in a walking boot.
Yes.
And I spent all day
mm-hmm.
as a disabled person at this con.
Yes.
And it was extremely difficult. And you should not diminish the plight of the disabled.
And, like, it upset you so much that you're like, yeah, see, you should not make fun of disabled and lessen their condition. And then you got up out of your chair and walked off and went, oh, yeah. Hey, Sonny Boy, pull the chair with me.
I think you know, part of why it was so difficult is because you didn't actually have a wheelchair. You had an office chair.
So let's explain to the listeners who didn't see me today.
You were cosplaying lazy office worker who likes Batman.
I was cosplaying as the Oracle.
Okay.
Who, for those who don't know, is there's a version of the DC timeline mm-hmm. where Barbara Gordon
gets raped,
Batgirl,
crippled in front of her father.
It's not exactly like that. I do have the killing joke in my bag if you'd like to read it.
I was going to say, I mean, you've already piqued my interest with the rape and crippling.
Well, Joker fucks her up in front of her dad.
Yeah, she ends up paralyzed.
Yeah.
But she ends up paralyzed and then she becomes the Oracle, which is...
She runs Intel for Batman.
Exactly. She runs Intel for Batman.
She tells him where all the portals are.
How to build the fields.
Yeah.
Yeah. Link, Batman.
Oh, we got a blocker over here.
We need someone to run and take out that blocker.
Oh my God.
Batman, do you have an Ada?
Yeah, Robin's zipping around town, you know, trying to take out the blockers. Yeah. Okay.
We just lost everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No Ingress.
I cosplayed as Barbara Gordon, the Oracle.
Which was awkward for me because before, I knew this was what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But because before you wheeled up in your office chair... in your fake-ass disability, an actual disabled person and her family had walked past us. So initially I saw a redhead in a wheelchair and I thought, oh, she found... Oh, it's not her.
But she was also dressed as Oracle. And she
was she?
Yeah, she had the laptop and everything.
Oh, I didn't see
but
her.
She was in an actual... And then her family were wheeling her along and they were dressed as Batman and the kids were Robin.
Oh,
and so I was like, wow,
I didn't see her.
I hope your friend who's being very offensive right now runs into the real cripple and they have a little argument.
And that really would have been funny.
To be fair though, she might have just had a temporary disability and just had a wheelchair and she
was
in...
drooling pretty heavy. I
forgot
it. She had the hand thing. It was
that
ugly.
Was just the drugs, the heroin.
Yeah,
she was.
That's
saying.
How her husband got her to a Comic Con. She's normally normal. I mean, or rightly abled.
Physically typical, we might say.
Cis normal, gender neutral.
Cisgender again.
I don't know.
Lord. I will say this about, I have a newfound respect for the people with disabilities, though, especially those who are wheelchair bound,
mm-hmm.
Because rolling around in an office chair
is the greatest thing ever
on
a smooth concrete floor.
Hold on. Smooth concrete floor, excellent, yes.
Yeah.
Not having to, you know, get up and walk and, you know, good stuff there. But the main problem is... You're right at ass height.
people and fart in your face.
You're right at fart level.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought.
And you can't
of,
escape it. It's like, I couldn't quickly dash around people, and it's like every once in a while I just get caught in a pocket. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh.
And I'm sorry, but there are some very stereotypically smelly nerds that go to
every
conventions.
Con. Oh, yeah. Con. Not, and that's not just Tidewater. That's,
no.
There's
a
certain,
con thing.
Yeah, convention stereotype that exists for a reason.
Yes.
Now, one thing, though, I found as far as the zipping around. When we got our food, after we gave up on the Dante Hudson line and decided, fuck this, let's get some chicken tenders, right, and get back to the table before the panel we were going
Top
to.
Have a trap.
Right? So we get the chicken fingers, and, you know, somebody was a little bitchy about that, like, I'll cut a motherfucker, and then it's like,
that's
okay.
That's not what I said.
Well, when so, we're on the way back
you know
to
what?
The
table. Hanger is a very real thing, okay?
Yeah.
We're on the way back to the table. I started doing the minion thing. And it worked. As we're walking, I was going, bee-doo, bee-doo, bee-doo,
bee-doo. Is that who the fuck it was? I heard that as we're walking. I was like, who is that asshole making the fucking minion noise?
And people would be walking, you know, that slow-ass walk, and I'm just going to stand here and dawdle around because I'm not really in a hurry to go anywhere, even though you are, and I'm in the traffic path. But I'm still going to stand here. I would come up behind them, and they would kind of glance back, and I would just be looking straight ahead, going, bee-doo, bee-doo, bee. And they would start spreading, and they were moving. That's why we got back to the table so fast, was the bee-doo.
Can I go ahead and put out a PSA? If your costume starts falling apart, if your props start falling apart, the middle of the fucking convention floor...
Not the place to fix it?
Not the place to sit down and start doing epoxy and shit. Yeah, take it out to the lobby, take it outside.
Go to a quiet corner.
A quiet corner, not right in the middle of the fucking entrance. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are better places to do that.
Because I really had to pee, and I almost kicked some people. There was like 20 people trying to fix
you
one
You know what
prop.
Could have fixed that?
Pissing on them?
Bee-doo, bee-doo.
No, because they were like just sitting on the floor. They weren't just like crowded around. It was, I just wanted to...
Was that part of the stupid that we encountered? Do we want to talk about that? Is that something I can talk about? Is the amount of people... Listen, if there's something on a table at a convention... Okay, let me specify then, because there might be that one odd person. I did not make a bunch of Doctor Who bullshit bring to this convention to show you, look, I have more stuff than you.
Yes.
That's not the thing. I want it to be in your pockets. I want it to be on your neck. I want it to be on your shirt.
It is for sale, yes. We had a lot of people...
Everything on the table is for sale.
We had a lot of people just coming up and randomly touching things on the table and saying, how do I get one of these? Well,
pay
you give us money.
$15 and it's yours.
Is this for sale?
I mean, to be fair, though, number one, we don't have a sign, which you've complained about many times.
All right.
Number two... we have had things on our table before that were not for sale. But I like your new plan of having...
Everything has a price.
Everything on the table has a price.
Yeah.
Mr. Gerthy was on the table today.
Yes.
And so he says, oh, the microphone have a price? I said, $200.
It's not worth $200, but if you want to give us $200,
it's
you
got
can
a price.
Sure as fuck have
yeah,
it.
That's a great idea.
Laptop? Oh, yeah, the MacBook's for sale, $2,000.
If I stick it up my butthole, I'll throw in an extra $100. This is extra value.
Do I have my wallet?
I'm not sticking stuff up my butthole for any amount of money.
We dress up your Barbie like a Dalek.
No.
Scratch your cooch with it.
I think we need to take a break. I kind of want
to
talk about that, but
I think we do
think
need
we
to.
Take a break.
Let's take a break first. Wow.
We'll be right back.
Mathy Broadcast Show. It's a show with
the man is signing us.
And a penis. But Peter ain't here, so we had to use Ben's.
Ben, you're taking too much liberty because coming back from the break and starting off the show, you introduced us.
No, I like that he's willing to humiliate himself for the show as he chugs back the 3 drops of Jack Daniels left in the bottle.
Well, it's because others involved in the drinking of the said Jack Daniels have drank it.
What other booze do you have over there? I'll replace the bottle tomorrow.
No, we actually have the gin that you got, don't we?
Yeah, we have tons of gin.
Yeah, we still have the gin that you got at Intervention, the Citadel.
We're having gin and tonics, man. That shit was awesome. No.
Not now. I'm mixing gin on top of the bourbon. Good God,
I'll have a shot of it, whatever.
All right.
All right. So we'll be right back.
That was a quick break. Let's play another song.
Hodor!
We were going to talk about.
Back from your break now?
We're back from the break now. You want to bring us back from the break?
Mathy Broadcast Show with bitches and some jerk.
I thought he was going to say Jew.
Anti-Semites?
Sometimes. 2 bitches and a Jew.
We're only.
Here's the thing. When we came back at the last break and then broke. When we were broken. We were broke away longer than we were back.
I know.
Okay.
And it was great. So, this is the story that I wanted to talk about. So, we're mostly advertising our other show called Playing Doctor Podcast there.
Yes.
We had a lady come up who immediately said, Playing Doctor Podcast, I think my niece would like this. She's 5 and she loves to play doctor. And I'm immediately thinking, no, I don't think this is the show for her. Because it's like this show, 18 and up.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to...
There's a double meaning with the name.
There is a double meaning with that, as somebody pointed
doctor.
Out. Yeah. And I'm trying to explain to her that, you know, maybe this isn't the right show for a 5-year-old. Even if she likes Doctor Who. Oh, I think she might like Doctor Who when she's a little bit older, but not right now. Right now, she just likes to have her grandpa put stuffed animals up his shirt and then make him give birth. She likes to deliver babies. And I'm like, can you go away now?
People like that, I was passing off to Steven next to us, who was the actor who played as...
Do you really want to admit that?
Cybermen. Well, he's not going to listen to this. Cybermen and... Dalek. You might listen to the Playing Doctor podcast, so that's why I'm saying it here.
Okay.
So whenever we would get a weird one, I would always go, oh, and did you know the gentleman next to us actually has been a Cyberman? You should go talk to him.
It was helpful when we got the blank stare when somebody didn't quite get, like, the joke that we were trying to make about Doctor Who or something.
Right.
You know, that was not quite obvious.
Well, that's where the Barbie
obvious.
Dolls, though. When you were talking to Crazy Aunt, the retarded child that puts... Stuffed animals.
Ben, oh my god. Child is not, first of all, retarded is a terrible word.
She's going to be a great gynecologist one day.
And we don't speak badly about the disabled, mentally, physically, or spiritually. Okay?
All right.
Except the Jews, who are spiritually deficient.
Okay.
But,
so don't make, retarded Jews, they're fine. But just
no, you can't say retarded.
Oh.
You could say mentally challenged Jew, and that's okay.
Gotcha. But what if I'm just talking about somebody who's like, just an idiot.
Jew is fine. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I mean, I was going to say retarded.
No. This is almost as good as when one of you dropped the N-word that time. It's like, oh no, we might want to cut that one out.
Who dropped the N-word?
One of
probably
you.
Probably
you. No.
Probably.
One of the broads.
I didn't say it.
No. Anyways.
Oh wait, no, it was me. Never mind. That was at the bar. No, I love Jews.
You do love juice. It's delicious.
It goes with my gin so well. That's gin and juice.
Oh my God. Stop right now. Are you giving birth? You need me to put a stuffed animal on your shirt? Pawpaw,
come on. Help me get the stuffed animal out of Miss Laurie.
Breathe.
She's coughing up cotton. It's a breach.
God.
Oh, so while this was going on,
yes.
You had Auntie Mame over there with her baby-loving niece. I was trying to get away from the table to take care of something else. I think I was getting badges ready or something for us to sell.
Okay.
As I was walking away...
Turning off or something.
Well, that leads into what I said to Lauren when you and her couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
It's like, you might find the show offensive. And then I gave her a quick test of how to tell if the show is offensive to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, do you ever dress up your Barbie dolls as Daleks and masturbate? Do you ever
yes.
have an itching in your choo-choo? And what was it?
Remember.
There
were several very offensive litmus tests, so to speak.
Because the idea that
Ben
is,
was like kind of half whispering to me.
It was.
And I couldn't breathe for like 2 minutes because I was laughing in I didn't want to laugh in this woman's face. But I also.
And that was my thing is when it's a customer that I don't really want, I'm not directly insulting you. But I'm talking in an offensive manner that if you find offensive, you'll feel the need to walk away.
Yeah. Because honestly, I mean, if she heard any of the things that you were saying, and if she wanted to walk away, that's fine. She probably, this is not the show for her.
Yeah.
Playing Doctor Podcast, Mouthy Broadcast, not the show she should be listening to.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm offended by half the shit I hear on the two shows.
Good.
Yeah.
You should be offended. You know what? People should be offended.
With all the anti-Semitism.
Exactly. With the anti-Semitism.
Jesus.
And the special... And the...
The advanced retardation classes.
I was going to say the fact that I took advantage of my temporary disability today.
See, I was afraid...
Everybody should be offended by all of that.
You were looking for a wheelchair to cosplay Barbara Gordon so you wouldn't have to walk on your broke-ass foot.
It wasn't just so
No. But here's the thing... When you and your kid got here today, were you going to have him, if you had found a wheelchair, wheel your ass up to the front of the line and go, handicap?
Nope. No, I was going to push it just like I pushed
the office. That's a missed opportunity.
It was.
I was going to say, then you're set. Because my thing was, if I had a wheelchair, I mean, and God love the disabled. Right, but if I had...
God loves all of us. God better bless the disabled.
If I hurt my foot, and I was going to get around the con via wheelchair, and incorporate it into an Xavier cosplay or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And when I wheel my happy ass into the con, and there's the line, and somebody, of course, is going to look back and go, please, no, go ahead. Now, do I make this situation awkward by going, no, I'm not actually a gimp. I can walk. I'm just doing this for my sore foot. Or do I go, oh, thank you, and wheel up, and then do that 200 times and get to the front of the line?
Here's the thing. I was wearing a walking boot.
Yeah.
It's quite obviously a walking boot. It's not, I'm not paralyzed.
Right.
It's not even a cast.
Right.
All right. So, if somebody did say, oh, you can go in front, I was like, it's okay. Actually, it might be a little more comfortable for me to stand and lean on the wheelchair for support rather than sit down and prop up my leg right now. I wouldn't have taken advantage of that situation.
I totally would.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, I was looking for the crutches, the Roosevelt crutches, just to see if I could get to the head of the line. That was my goal for the weekend.
I'm glad you didn't get them.
Yeah, they're coming.
Do you want to explain to the listeners how you injured your foot?
Well, at the very end of the last episode, I left a little teaser about what was about to happen. That TV's Jeff, our loyal listener and frequent caller, and I had this harebrained scheme that we were trying to get 100,000 Fitbit steps in one day.
Just insanity.
Yeah, 100,000 Fitbit steps, for those unfamiliar with Fitbit steps, it's approximately 50 miles, depending on your stride.
Mm.
And I'm about 5'6". That's, you know, my stride. I know that when I have 4,500 steps on my Fitbit, that equates to roughly 1 mile.
Mm-hmm.
TV's Jeff is almost a foot taller than me. He's 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in shoes, he is a foot taller than I am. So, he had to walk about a third more than I did to get the same amount of steps.
Wow.
But
could you just take little steps?
Yeah, we try to take little steps and take shorter arm strides and all that stuff, but we started the day by doing a half marathon. He ran it, I walked it. Did the half marathon pretty well. I mean,
13.1 miles.
I did, my official time was 3 hours and 33 minutes, but I walk jogged it, so that's okay, about what I expected.
Okay.
And then we kept walking all day. I made it over right around 30 miles, just over 30 miles. I got 65,000 Fitbit steps.
Yep. I saw that on your feed. Mm-hmm. Where
Jeff kept going. TV's Jeff.
Right.
God bless him.
And he's what did he end up hero. Getting?
He got 85,000 Fitbit
steps. I was going to say, he's actually still walking. We need him to call in and let us know,
well,
are you still in the country?
He kept going until 11:30 at night. He was like, I'm gonna get, and he started running. Because he ran the whole.
That's because
marathon.
He actually got to the bad part of Fred Vegas and got scared. And then, like, oh shit, it's 11:30 and they're going to shoot me.
Run. The plan is that there's going to be a documentary released with all the footage that we took.
Oh my God.
Leading up to and during the event.
Did you guys have, like, GoPros or anything?
We didn't have any GoPros. We had just a regular camcorder and we all used our phones at different points.
Now, your camcorder, was it like a 1990s, but the VHS
yes.
type?
Yes. Okay.
No. It was a little,
that might
it was
be
a very
you...
small digital handheld.
Yeah,
very
see,
small.
That's why you didn't get your steps. You got all that heavy technology. You had a GoPro.
I actually carried a Camelback on my back the whole day. It was probably 10 pounds.
Jesus.
That didn't help me.
No.
A Camelback plus,
gotta,
like, all this extra
stuff.
You
gotta hydrate, though.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Camelback with the hydration pack in it, the bladder, and I brought two external batteries with me, two anchors.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
For your
yeah,
ingress.
For my phone. Well, it wasn't just for ingress, it was for the camera.
Oh.
I was like, we're gonna need this camera going, and I had a bunch of power bars and extra bottles.
So you had,
water,
like, 30 extra pounds on you.
Yeah, it was
easy.
Completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
That's
like my con bag over there whenever I go to the table. It's like,
right.
Why did I bring all this shit?
But at least that sits next to you, not
writer.
Lugging it around on your back.
Put that under the table and keep going.
Yeah, well, anyway, when I finally stopped, my right foot was extremely swollen.
I saw you on crutches at some point.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to quit, I'm going to go on crutches. And,
then you found out the Fitbit wasn't counting the crutch steps.
The Fitbit was counting it. It did count it.
Okay.
And I made it on, and I was supposed to make it on crutches to our dinner destination. I couldn't. But I made it on crutches to NGDJ's car. And
mm-hmm.
he drove me to our dinner destination.
Okay.
And getting to the car was enough to get me to 60,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And at dinner, I stood and kind of danced. Because the
little two step thing.
Yeah, the Fitbit Flex that I have, it counts, it does a little bit more of a count of arm movement. Like, so if you're not
right.
actually stepping, but you are moving your arms back and forth, it will count it.
Okay.
And I didn't cheat. I didn't just sit down and wave my arm like I was jerking somebody off.
Right.
I stood with my 2 feet planted, but I pivoted my hips and knees and moved
right.
both arms. And everybody agreed, yes, that counts as a step, what you're doing. It's on
okay.
film, if anyone
okay.
has to question me.
So it's not like
and,
with my Apple Watch, where it actually counts me jerking off as steps. And so
well,
I,
the
get,
Fitbit,
I get my 100,000 steps in every afternoon.
The Fitbit would definitely count you jerking off the steps also.
Okay.
It's just that I wasn't doing that. I was
right.
I was moving enough for it to count as a step.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And I was able to get up to...
I have to still check to see if the Apple Watch counts stirring the soup as a
step. So let me borrow it for a day.
Well, I can stir the soup. No.
I'll do it. I'll take care of it.
In any case.
You got your steps.
I got my step. I got 65,000.
Minus 40 or 35,000.
Yeah, I needed 35,000 more to get to 100. There's talk of a sequel, but I need surgery on both my feet.
Yeah, so you're down for a year.
Yeah, easy, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the funny thing is that, I know I mentioned my foot problems on the show briefly mm-hmm. before. My surgery was supposed to start, well, my first surgery is already scheduled for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, and you'll miss the show for that, I'm sure.
No, I'm going to be on here on pain meds and okay. everything.
This is going to be fantastic.
But it was supposed to start with my left foot.
Oh.
Because that's the one that's been giving me more trouble. Well, mm-hmm. during the 100,000 step challenge, my right foot is the one that swole up to the size of a watermelon.
You done broke it good.
Yeah, so yeah. I've had the fracture. Right foot in, I've had the right foot in a boot
mm-hmm.
To immobilize it, and the doctors told me elevate it. Mm-hmm. I was using ice for the first 3 days, and then I saw the doctor that, I guess, fourth day, and he said, switch from ice to heat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see him again a week before the surgery to make sure that the swelling has gone down. And as long as the swelling has gone down, the surgery's on schedule, but it's going to switch from the left foot, which mm-hmm. was originally scheduled, to now the right foot.
Yeah. Right, right. Since it already hurts anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the thing, rice?
Rest, ice.
Compression.
Compression, elevation.
Oh, elevation. Yeah. Not evasion. I just evade exercise.
Yes.
There
yeah,
go.
Me too. Excellent. I mean, I can barely do like 10,000 steps in a day without my feet fucking killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally did like, I did like 20,000 once and my foot is, it probably has a stress fracture in it that's not quite healed yet.
Oh boy.
So, yeah. As a matter of fact, like, I'm pretty sure my foot is swollen that little
bit. I would let you borrow my boot, but I'm definitely going to need it after surgery.
Yeah. I'm yeah. just going to, I just want to buy, like, two of them.
Just, walk
just so I can walk around the con.
Like Frankenstein.
No, I was going to be like Iron Man. Paint them red or something. And then I'll wear my Captain America shirt and I'll be Captain Iron Man Rogers. Jake the Snake, I'm coming for you.
Did I talked way too long with my
That's all right, we'll cut it all out. But yeah, anyway.
You probably should.
No.
Anyways.
So, your super secret plan that you don't want to tell anybody about.
It is starting a GoFundMe page for my foot surgery.
Okay.
But if I take pictures of my feet and put mm-hmm. them on GoFundMe and say, who wants to fund my foot surgery? How long is it going to take before people are like...
The fetishists come out?
0.7 seconds.
Well,
approximately.
One, but, play up the poor little single mom trying to get by, but you're going to lose work because of these foot injuries and this congenital birth defect that you were given.
Right.
Right?
And talk about how much prettier my feet are going to look once
yeah,
the...
Yeah,
and how
you
I
just
could,
want,
I'd
you
be
just
able
want
to wear
normal
heels.
Feet, and I'll, so you could wear heels.
I'll
and,
be able to wear heels. I can wear mm-hmm. wedge sandals. I can...
Here's my It'll foot.
Be, it won't hurt when I rub lotion on them anymore.
Here's my foot at the here trying on different shoes at the store. These are the shoes that I might be able to wear someday after corrective surgery.
Are you going to offer like benefits, like videos of you rubbing lotion?
That's
on your
my
feet?
Question. What like here? And here's my other question.
Okay.
Okay.
There's got to be like you putting stockings on at some point.
Well, here's
so
the
that's
thing.
Gotta be
Can
a thing.
You get the cheap ass? Footy stockings, you know, the ones that they give you at the shoe store?
Yeah.
I don't know what they call those.
A footy.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So...
Or sometimes they're called a ped.
Well, pay the... I don't know, these things come in industrial sizes to the store. They probably out like 10 bucks from that if you find it online, right?
For I could just go into Payless and grab a handful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. But now you sell those on eBay or whatever black market Craigslist they have...
Oh,
that
kind of
you've
like the
won
panty
these.
Sales,
the
but...
panty thing, but now it's foot panties.
Yeah, and it's not quite as disgusting.
And you take pictures of you wearing... Just make sure the geolocation on your foot pictures
I have
are
to
off.
Find out. I need
you don't want,
somebody
like, foot
to tell me.
Coming to your house.
Maybe we shouldn't say I need somebody to tell me, because somebody is going to call up it or email us and tell us. Who is actually concerned about... looking at pictures of me putting a footie on, or putting a stocking on, or putting a shoe on.
I was
when
they're
actually
the
foot porn sites.
Ah.
Like, I'm not going to... Yeah, I'm not putting my foot next to anybody's dick.
Right.
I'm not putting cum on my feet. I'm not doing anything sexual.
Put lotion on the feet, though.
Cross a line? I don't know. Does putting lotion on the feet cross a line for me? And I don't know
If you don't want
that.
The hose again.
Yeah.
And I think it does, because here's the thing. I'm completely comfortable with my own nude body.
Mm-hmm.
I would never pose nude in Playboy or Hustler or... What's the other one?
I have Penthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that
I would
still
never
a thing?
Pose nude in a magazine. I would never pose nude for pictures to be sold online.
Right.
Because that crosses a line for me. It's a form... Not that it crosses the line for anybody else. I'm not judging anybody else who would pose in any of those
things. Oh my god, that is such a fucking hipster-ass soccer mom bullshit answer.
You're welcome.
I'm not judging the other person's choice not to engage in
it's
the
just
activity
for me.
I myself...
Exactly.
Can you just not say...
For me, it crosses the line. It's not my thing. It crosses the line. So how come it's okay for me to say, I would never, ever, ever show my bare breast, but... Okay, I'll show my foot, and I'll put some lotion on my foot, and I'll rub that lotion in.
If you do it knowing...
I'll rub it in as much as you want it.
If you do it knowing that someone
if
is...
If somebody asks me to rub lotion on my foot, I'm pretty sure I know what they're going to do with that picture.
Exactly. So, isn't it the same thing as your breast?
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Because it is now a sexualized
object. It's the same thing, and it crosses a line.
But I think there's a more specific market of people that like looking at...
Well, that's the whole thing with the internet, though. If you want to sell something, you find the niche. With Playing Doctor, we talk about Doctor Who. It's a thing. With this show, I have no fucking clue what your niche is.
You talk about pegging and sounding. And
I don't know. Well, I just said this to Jenny, too. I said, what is our demographic? What is it?
Thirsty guys.
Thirsty-ass guys, 25 to 35.
I think it's up. It's
you got a few
45.
Outliers.
Yeah.
Do women listen to us?
No, they think you're fucking disgusting.
Lesbians listen to us, right?
Yes, because they're thirsty guys. 25.
I would really like to know.
Lesbians are not men. You like transphobic, homophobic, whatever you are.
I would like to know who was listening to our show. Just like
you do
send
all the survey bullshit thing.
Well,
let's
do a survey. Who listens to us?
We have, but only people who choose to participate. Are going to do that. Like, I don't know. I guess it's kind of the same thing, but...
Why don't you do a prize?
Because I don't have anything to fucking give away.
Okay, give a time
maybe the network
shirt.
Can give us...
Can give a Mally Broad shirt.
No. Here's the thing that we got. Okay. If you can get 500 people to answer the survey, and it be verifiable... Different people, right? Not the same fucking freak doing it 500 times, right? You get 500 people, then you can post pictures of your feet.
Wait. Now we're taking it back to pictures of my feet?
Yeah, everybody's
again?
Feet.
Oh,
including Peter's.
Okay.
That way it's fair.
I think Peter might be too...
Self-conscious about
his
feet.
Yeah, he may not be happy with
his feet. Conscientious objector to the feet.
Yeah. He might be. I mean, he's not here to agree to this,
so I can't say that he could do it. But
here's the thing.
I just want to know who our demographic is.
Yeah,
I want to know who our demographic is.
You get 500 people to respond, and then they get a chance to spin the Wheel of Feet. And it's like a Wheel of Fortune thing, but all the slots are the three of your feet. Right?
And then what happens?
Well, they spin it, and then they either see... Your left foot, your right foot, Jenny's left foot, Jenny's right foot, Peter's left foot, Peter's right foot, Peter's hairy ass. And so that's bankrupt. So, you know, they spin the wheel and they win a prize.
All right.
Wait,
so
I don't think Peter wants to show his butt on the show. Ben, would you be willing to show your butt in this wheel?
No.
Okay.
Because you see, I have...
We'll show a monkey's hairy ass. How's
I have
that?
Important things to do at the network, so...
should we have people call in for this? What is...
Well, yeah, if you want people to call in, then you
is
can manually
Is this a listener challenge?
Listener challenge number 715.
I feel like Jen
fucking...
should be here right now. I miss Jen.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let's wrap this shit up because this is out of control.
This went crazy.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Oh, no.
What happened tonight, guys? We were so...
You got drunk and had me on the show.
Yes.
That's the simple answer.
Okay, yeah. So, second time in a row we had Ben from the network on, and it's just a clusterfuck.
And it was after a convention.
So, yeah. Call us at 757-541-CUNT. We're at mouthybroadcast.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Mouthy Broadcast.
Gmail, mouthybroadcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And the last two shows are listed at racomics.com on the podcast page.
Oh, well, good. Good.
Yeah, we have an RSS page with all the feeds.
The network.
On the network page.
All right. All right, good night, everybody.
It's the Mouthy Broadcast Show. This is the ending to the Mouthy Broadcast Show. They're chicks, he's a guy, they're jerks, and the other guy's not here. And this is the ending.
Trump 2016.